Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day and welcome to the program. My name is Pastor T.L. Emmanuel, and we're still talking about the doctrine of Christ, and we've been talking about the heart of the gospel of the kingdom being the actual doctrine of Christ. The heart of the doctrine of Christ is about the kingdom of God, which is what the Lord Jesus Christ came to preach and teach. Amen. When he started to preach and teach, he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the apostles preached exactly the same thing. Amen. So at the heart of the gospel or the doctrine of Christ is the kingdom of God. Glory to God. But today I want us to talk about the promise of the kingdom. The promise of the kingdom, which is what the Lord did as part of the doctrine of Christ. Amen. The understanding that the early church had, which you only get from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Matthew 25:31-34 says, when the Son of Man, this is not the Lord Jesus Christ, shall come in his glory, he says, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne, amen. So this Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. This throne is the throne of the kingdom of God. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king, this is now him, the Son of Man is the king, like we said previously, say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This will happen when the Lord Jesus Christ comes. When he returns, he's going to set up his kingdom on the earth. Amen. So the promise that he's made to his disciples is that when he returns as the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll set up his kingdom on earth. He himself is going to rule forever and ever. But we, as believers who've been waiting for him, we're going to rule and reign with him. That is the gospel of the kingdom. And then you'll see that here he says, come ye who are blessed of my Father. He says, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Glory to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, even though he preached the kingdom, he never said the kingdom of heaven is here now. Amen. Of course, because of the Holy Spirit, we experience the kingdom of God. Because of salvation, we enter the kingdom of God. Amen. We are seated together with him in this kingdom in heavenly places. But what he meant was physically, the kingdom of God manifesting physically on planet earth. Amen. Without the governments of this world or the kingdoms of this world. Amen. Without the kingdom of any man, but only his. That's what we're talking about here. So the kingdom of God is going to come. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he returns, is going to bring the kingdom to earth. Amen. And we're going to rule and reign with him. This is now the inheritance he's talking about. Currently, we're still on our way there. Amen. So that has not happened yet. So the idea of telling people to repent because the kingdom of heaven is near is very true. Amen. That is the gospel of the kingdom. You should be preaching to all the world. Hallelujah. Like the early church. So he says, then shall the king say to them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:23 says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter ye into the joy of your Lord. Amen. So this is now when the Lord returns. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to reward his servants, those who've served him faithfully. Amen. So he says, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler, king over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Amen. So when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to set up the kingdom on earth, and then we're going to rule and reign with him. So each one will be given something to rule over. Amen. To rule over. That's the gospel of the kingdom. We're then going to inherit the kingdom of God. We're currently in the kingdom of God. I'm not disputing that. But what I'm saying is the kingdom of heaven is not on earth yet. It's not. We experience the kingdom of heaven on earth by the Holy Spirit. We see various manifestations of the Spirit and of the kingdom of God on planet earth. Currently, it's happening definitely on planet earth. And we'll talk about that in another teaching. However, the kingdom of heaven being here physically on planet earth, it's not here yet. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ will come back and then establish it here. That's what we're all waiting for. Amen. Matthew 20:21 says, then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom." You see that? So this woman knew something. And this woman is asking like this because the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about the kingdom of God, which is what he taught. Glory to God. Amen. He taught the gospel of the kingdom. So the mother of these two sons of Zebedee are now asking, or she is now asking, can my two sons sit with you? Amen. One on the left and one on the right. Amen. In your kingdom. So this woman knew that the kingdom will come on earth. Amen. And then when it does, there'll be people ruling and reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now she's asking, can my sons rule with you? One on the left, one on the right. So, amen. Glory to God. But the point we're making here is that's the promise. That's at the heart of the gospel of the kingdom. That now the Lord Jesus Christ will return and the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule forever and ever. Yes, in the kingdom, but we're going to rule and reign with him. That's the promise. Currently, we're experiencing rulership, but it's limited. Amen. We're still casting out devils and healing the sick, etc., like the Lord used to do. Where he is right now, he's not doing that. Amen. So we're still doing that. We're still on our way there. So ultimately, like him, we're going to receive, we're going to be raised from the dead, receive eternal bodies, glory to God, and then enter into the kingdom and then rule and reign with the Lord. Amen. When that time comes. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:11-12 says, "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him." Glory to God. "If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him." Reign with him. "If we deny him, he also will deny us." Amen. So he's saying, if we suffer with the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall also reign with him. That is a kingdom statement. So the Lord Jesus Christ will return one day and we're going to rule and reign with him. The Apostle Paul is talking about that because the Apostle Paul himself preach the gospel of the kingdom. So he's saying, if we suffer with the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall in the future, we will also reign with him. We will in the future reign with him when the Lord returns and he comes to set up his kingdom on the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ will return. Amen. When he comes back, he's going to set up his kingdom on earth and we're going to rule and reign with him. That is the promise of the kingdom. Hallelujah. We should never lose sight of that. And that is the heart of the gospel. Otherwise, we don't understand why there should be repentance, why there should be forgiveness and all these things. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, the Apostle Paul again, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" Amen. They shall not. Remember, the Lord in the end will then say to those on his right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." He's going to reward his believers, his disciples, with the kingdom of God. They're going to inherit it. Amen. And now he says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not, will not," this is now in the future, "will not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom." It's not possible. He's saying in the future, it's not going to happen. It's not going to. He's talking to the church. Amen. So a lot of people tell you, "I'm fine. When the Lord comes, I'm going to make it." And he's telling you, but you can't. He says, "Be not deceived here." Don't be deceived. Glory to God. Amen. "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves of mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." It won't happen. He's saying that. So if you're living like that, you must repent. Why? The kingdom of heaven is near. Amen. Run to the cross. Be cleansed with his blood. Glory be to God. And then live a righteous life waiting for the kingdom of God to appear. When it does, you will enter into it. And then you're going to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. That, in a nutshell, is the gospel of the kingdom. And it must be preached like that. Glory to God. Ephesians 5:5-6 says, "For this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, for such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." He means exactly what he said before. People who live this life that's immoral, they will never inherit the kingdom of God. It's not possible. Amen. They're goats. Because now the Lord Jesus Christ is going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to take the goats to eternal damnation. But then the sheep, meaning those who've been obeying him, amen, will then inherit the kingdom of God. glory to God. So he says, for this you can be sure of, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ is looking for obedience, and those who obey him will be given the kingdom of God, and those who have been disobeying him will be sent to eternal damnation in the lake of fire. That is how the gospel works. That's why he says, repent, why the kingdom of heaven is near. Amen. You must repent now. Run for the mercy of Christ. Let his blood cleanse you, wash you of your sins. Then let his spirit indwell you to empower you to live a holy life, a righteous life. Because when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to then judge each and every man according to what he did. That is the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the kingdom. It is the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 5:19-21 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, amen, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He's talking to the church. Anybody in the church, he says, don't be deceived. Anybody in the church who lives like this, those who live according to the flesh, amen, those who do the works of the flesh, and not works in keeping with repentance. Those who do the works of the flesh will never inherit the kingdom of God. It's not possible. It will never happen. That is what the Lord taught. That is what the apostles taught. That is the gospel of the kingdom. That is the doctrine of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. So it's important that believers should repent. So the apostle Paul is warning the church. In fact, he says, I have told you also as I did in time past. In fact, in other versions it says, I have warned you as I warned you in the past, that they which do such things shall not, will not, it's not possible, it's not going to happen, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Revelation 2:10 says, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until the end, and I'll give you the crown of life. A crown is put on the head of a king. Amen. So when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, amen, he's going to set up his kingdom on the earth, and those who are going to enter that kingdom when the Lord returns are those who will be sheep in this life, who would have been living holy lives and living for the Lord Jesus Christ, obeying him. He'll then give them the crown of life, the crown of eternal life, and they're going to rule and reign with him. Hallelujah. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who endures trial, because having been approved, we must be approved. Amen. But first we must be tried. We go through trials and tests, temptations, and all these things that we go through. He says he will receive the crown of life that he has promised to those who love him. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ, when he returns, he's going to give us the crown of life, and we're going to wear it, and we're going to rule and reign with him. Amen. In his kingdom, we're going to inherit the kingdom of God. That is the promise of the kingdom. Amen. Hence the gospel of the kingdom. Glory be to God. Revelation 3:21 says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Do you see that? It's a promise. The promise of the kingdom. This is the Lord Jesus. To him that overcometh, amen, we must overcome trials, temptations, tests, all these things we go through in this life, persecutions and all of them. To him that overcometh and does not backslide, in other words, will I grant to sit with me on my throne. Amen. Even as I also overcame, because the Lord himself had to overcome all of that. He was tempted by the devil. He was persecuted by others and all of that. He was even crucified. Amen. He says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Glory to God. So the promise is the promise of the kingdom, because we preach the gospel of the kingdom. The Lord preached the gospel of the kingdom, because the gospel of the kingdom is the doctrine of Christ. Glory be to God. So that is what the church should be teaching. Amen. You can't get there by reading the law and the prophets and the Psalms only. You need the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah. To understand the gospel of the kingdom. And that's why the Lord himself will be preaching and teaching in the parables about the kingdom of God. So essential for us to go back to his words. I hope that teaching has blessed you. And I hope you've grown as much as I have. May God bless you. Until next time. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.